We are on Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. We heard the member of Shmuel, that Shmuel had said, Elayed Ashtar Shekosoboy, Shibira Shekosoboy Kinyan. So Shmuel said, Layedana Maidan Boy, Shemalay Gomalak Noise Ela Bishtar Behin Shtar La Acha Misa. We had learned yesterday a machlokes the Rivam and the Rivo, what case we're speaking about. The Rivam said, I'd say according to Shmuel, there's no chilek if it's Shtar Shekosov by Kinyan. According to Shmuel, if you load a Kinyan alone, so whether it's not Kosov Bishtar, it's also Megareya the Kinyan. That is according to the Rivom. According to the Rivom, he holds also Bemis in the same Allah. The Machlaika seems to be in Rav, but according to Shmuel, he says that that which Shmuel says, Afilo Enkan Shtar Klal, Mishum Destam Kinyan Lixiva Oimit, Yeshlocho Shamalei Rotso Sheigoma Kinyan, Elo Bixivis Ashtar Mimsirose Liyad Mekabul Matone. Okimine Kayach Matna Shrimera Shekaina Bamira Balmet. So Lacheir, according to the Rivo, it's very good why the Gemara said, Shema legoma laknoise ela bishtar vein shtar la'achamise, because somehow the Rivo learned pshat that since stam kinyan leksivaymid, so there will be a shtar, and there will be a shtar kinyan, it seems, so Shema legoma laknoise ela biksivis ashtar msirosa. Now, before we see our Taisvis, the Taisvis Rosh brings down, here we have Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Avram, Nirelei Keperish Rabbeinu Shmuel. Now, the Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rashbam said that Shmuel is speaking about the fellow with Arishtar, with Chalipin alone. So the Taisvis Rosh asks, according to the Rabbeinu Shmuel, so what is pshat in shtar lachemise? So shtar man dechar shmai. It should have said in kinyan lachemise. So the Taisus HaRosh says, heard the comma in shtar lachemise, shtar lavdavke. El eschus hakosuv bishtar, tahainu hakinyan, with the chalipin, shrei hakinyan hu megareyach, Koyach Amatone. V'loy haksive. Now, L'chayre, this Rashbam, even though Tosfos said before, V'Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Avram, Nireloi Keperish Rabbeinu Shmuel, that it's speaking about a Kinyan Chalipin alone, Afal Pikein, it seems there's a very big difference between Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avram and the Rabbeinu Shmuel. And Yitzchak Bar Avram seems to say that I'm chayish, that he wanted that the kinyan should be nigma b'ksive u'mesiris ha'shtar liyad ha'mekabu. And the Rashbam seems to say that he wants that it should be nikta with chalipin. And according to the Rashbam, the Loshna Gemara is Shver, Shema Legamal Aknoise Ela Bishtar, Vein Shtar La'achamise. And that is what Taisus speaks about. Perish Vein Kinyin La'achamise, Kidda Pershinen La'el. It's very interesting, Kidda Pershinen La'el. Taisus just brought down the Rivon there. Taisus seems to be saying, the problem is Vein Shtar La'achamise. But they all say this is going according to the Rashbam. This is before, and according to the Rashbam, it's taken the culprit is the kinyan chalipin. V'yesh legamgen al haloshen de la'acha misa. Al-Kaparim Taisa says, Shmuel was chayish, that he wants that the shtar, the matnashchima, should be nikne la'acha misa through the kinyan chalipin ven kinyan la'acha misa. V'yesh legamgen al haloshen de la'acha misa. This is another problem. If the culprit is the chalipin, he wants that the matnas chivmera should be nicknamed through kinyan chalipin. So then Taisa says the problem is not only because en kinyan lachamisa, the mashme im mikne lacha lamed yoim kone im hu chai bikinyan suda da hashte. It would seem from this lashon that the only reason you cannot be makne the matna shchiv mera with kinyan chalipin is because it's chala achamis. But if matna shchiv will be chal michaim, you could make it with kinyan chalipin. Even though I'm making a chalipin now and it's not koinen, I'll be koinen later. And when the kinyan has to be chal, there's no suda around. So Rashi says, that with a matnas bori, you cannot be makna alvo. Dilu gabi bori loizocha bo mishum kinyin. Dein matbeya nikne bechalipen ala agav karke. That's what Rashi says. Vekoshe, so Taisus es on Rashi, if the chesoron is ein matbeya nikne bechalipen, and that is the that you are makne that with matna shchiv mera, so why does he have to mention halvo? Dimkein lehavel lemeima halvo, say elma oisav leplain. Why did he go into halvo? He wanted to be makne's money, so then chalipin would not help. Hoyil v'tang mishumat beyu. So why did the Gemara, so the Ezekiel Chosim in HaSefer, the vote is not halvo. The vote is the matbeya that will be nigva from the halvo. So the ik is matbeya. So he should have said Moisav Laplaini. Void, da filu agav kalke, that what Rashi said, that you could only be makne halvo with agav. So Taisus times is not true. That filo agav kalke de matbeya nikne ain halvo nikne. You cannot be makna halvo with agav kalke. The way Rashi says by us, kedamrine be mishemeis, because the Gemara says a mishemeis lememre de milse de ise bebori ise beshchiv meram. The lesser bebori, lesser beshrima. The Gemara wanted the same. Divrei shrima kirsuvim esurim dami is a takone darabonim. So the Gemara wanted to say that this takone, they didn't go overboard. They said, a maise kinyan, that helps by a bori, so by a shrima they said, the dvorim help. But you can only, a shrima rabbi dvorov, can only be makne something that a bori could be makne with a maise kinyan. But something that a bori can't be makne with a maise kinyan, they never made out the kon of divrei shrimara. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. The mil said, the isa bebori, isa beshrimara. The lasa bebori, lasa beshrimara. So the Gemara asked, v'al vosoi leploini, the lasa bebori, ve isa beshrimara. So the Gemara says, how could you say, there is such a cloud that you need isa bebori. Havosa leploini is lesa bebori. O mishani, so the Gemara answers, hanami isa bebori. A bori can also be makna halvo, milvalpe, oil v'yerish yerushoi. Through Yerusha, Einami b'maimed shloshten, or with maimed shloshten, if you'll have in one maimed the malvin, the loivin, the mekabel matone, so you can be makne the halva through maimed shloshten. So the Gemara found two cases that you could be makne a halva, a bori could be makne halva. So Tosfos asks, "V'im yochel aknoisa agav karke?" If you can say the way Rashi says, "Oh, chesaron, why can't you be makna alvos? Because matvei is not nikne b'chalipim, but with agav it is nikne. So why does the Gemara have to look for such far-fetched cases? Have lemei medi isenami b'boy de karke with agav lehavle litchuki b'chi haigavne with maimit shloshten." So since the Gemara, the only Hamtzah the Gemara could find that a bori could be makna halvo is davke with maimich loshtim, so it would seem that you can be makna with agav. Why take not? Usvaru daich Yehane kinyin ledovor shein ben. How could you make a maise kinyin for a mominus that's not ben? A milvalpe. He owes me money. What am I makne? So the Gemara had a problem. It's less of a bori also. So Mo says, no, it's isa babori, they're my mitzlosh. Va'avol gav. So now Tosfos is saying that you cannot be makna choyv. Only with my mitzloshten, not with chalipin. Va'afol gav de mahani le'inyan harsho k'demuchach ba'goyzol kame. A person could be, Reuven could be marsha shimin to be goyva achoy from Levi. And Tosfos understood the gather of harsho is that he's makna the choyv to shimin, and that's how shimin could be goyva from Levi the choyv. B'shmaiten de'ein mishalchin mois b'diyukni. In that sugi, it seems clear that you could make a harsho with chalipin. So Tosfos says, "Aine mishum de poskin in de shliach shavye." The lomdus of harsho is that the marsha makes the musha a shliach ligva. It's not that he becomes a bailim on the chayv; he becomes a shliach ligva is a chayv. Ulinye shliches. Shei Moshe bim kaimai mahani yakinyan, and that he should be bim kaimai in order to be taiveya from the loivim, so that chalipin also would help, since it's malim the shliches. Avol inyan liye shaloi, but that the chayv should be long term loy. Bim time effectoises vahoye vlei havi Moshe ela liye shliach. If that is pshat, that the whole accomplishment of harsho is that he becomes a shliach. So what would be the din im meis amarsha koidim shehigia liyad hamusha? So what if the marsha died? Poke shliches. V'yecholem ayesoymim litvoye min anivkat. It seems there's a sugya there which is negeya. Mafkid v'nifkad, it's also in the game, some amalva v'loive. So if you say that the whole accomplishment of harsho is only to make him a shliach, so the harsho only works kozman the marsh is alive. But if the marsh died before the musha was goiva, so then the assignment could come now to the nifkad, to the loive, and tell him, Reb Yid, I have news for you. You paid up to the wrong party. You owe us the money. For us, a mashmid de'ein yecholim. The sugya over there, what seems that that is the oifen how you goiver from a nifka. That's the oifen how you goiver from a loive. And to ensure that there shouldn't be any problems, the Taiveya makes a kinyan with the Malve, and now the Leive, or the Nivka knows he has to pay him. So if we say the whole kinyan is only making him a shliach, so how does that help the situation? Maybe the Malve died, when he's paying him, so he'll have to pay again. The Yisraelim will be to pay him again. What would be the din if the Nifkat comes to Bezen and they'll ask a shayla, listen, this person is Teveya from me, the Pekodin. Now, I don't know, is the I don't know if the Mafkid is alive, so I have to give to him. Maybe the Mafkid died. So, lahalacha, do I have to give it to him? Yes or no? Because there's a problem. Maybe he's dead, and I'll give to him, and then later the Yisayimim will mourn for me. So I'm asking you, Rabbi Yisai, what should I do? What am I mechuyev to do? So Besson would tell him, why should we think that the Mar should die? We should sell the Masha and Cheskes Chai. Is Aval Gav, therefore, the Igoli Milsel of Soif de Mesa Masha, that the Masha was taki dead, Koyim Shigia Pekodim Liad Amush, and Yechel Mutvoy Min Anivkat Klum, Shrei Bershus Bezden Nosnum, that means Bezden had told him, or if he would have asked Bezden, Bezden would have told him, you're mechuyev to pay up the mulshe. So, he did what he's mechuyev to do. So even though later it came out that he wasn't a shliach and the mulshe lost it, aber, anias navshi hitzalti, he is not mechuyev to pay anymore. That is the maila of giving to a mulshe. Period. So now we're finished with that. So Taisus was Chilek and Rashi. Taisus holds you cannot be Makna Choyv because it's not Ba'en. And that what you can make a Harsho is not through Haknos HaChoyv. No, that Harsho works out Shliach Shaviyah, and this is Malam the Shlichas. Now Taisus is going back to our Sugya. That our Gemara said that Rav holds that you go basa umdene. So what is the raya? Because Rav says arkevei atrei rishi. Vahashte mashmlei the Rav ozel basa umdene. Midekomar, since Rav said harei hu kimatna shivmera. So for Rashi, would seem we mentioned yesterday that's how the Meshoz Medayik from Rashi. That the Rai that Rav holds bos, he go bos umdene because he gave it a koyach of a matnas bori. So from that we see he goes bos umdene. So that the Marsha said that Tais was held. A matnas bori is no raya, he go bos umdene. He made him Isaac in Yechalipin, so automatically it's a matnas bori. You don't need umdene to make it for a matnas bori. So Taisus was shver. So where do we see in Shmu and Rav that you go basarum dene? So Taisus answers, "V'ash the mashma with Rav also basarum dene. The koma arei he kemat na shriv mera. That's the that you go basarum dene. That it has a din of a mat na shriv mera that al basil aplayni will help." The Eloi Ozel, if Rav would not go Basarum Dene, Havalei Lameima, Harehi Kematnas Bori Levat, he's giving a matone. He is a Shriv Mera, and he made a Kinya Chalipin, so that means that he's giving a Matnas Bori. Aval Gav de Kosov Bishtar, Kid de Kotzer Veromi Al Arsei, Haini mishum dohochi have a maise, but loy mishum dohliboy anoishin shidei matna shriv mera. That means like this, if you wouldn't be done umdene, so looking at the shtar, so I would say, he's just telling how he was feeling bishas maise, and then it says they made a kinyan chalipin, so this should be read, according to Rav, that he's making a matnas bori, and alvo should not be koine. And Rav said, umdene, no. Mistaver, that what he wrote, that how he was feeling, Bishas, he gave the maton, it's not Stamaz, he's telling us He was sick in bed when he wrote it. He's coming to tell us that he wants it to have a dinner matna shchimera legabi halva. That's umdin already. That's the, so that there we see that Rav holds you go bas umdin it. And mishum dehochi have a meisav. Well, mishum duli boy noish shtei matna shchimera. I mean, the kamarei he ke matna shchimera. Here's the alimus of matna shchimera. Alma ozl bas umdin it. So we see that Rav goes bas umdin it. Fragt doch Teus, was wafel gab de Schmur nami ozl bosser dene? Is lav la fuki mi de Schmur lo, si da besomach posig Schmur kabalose ben Azaye. That means the Gemara is just asking, before we said Rav Nosson paskon at Rabalose ben Azaye, because Rav Nosson goes bosser dene. So the Gemara says Rav also goes bosser dene. The Gemara is not speaking about Schmur, Schmur is also ozl bosser dene. Schmur grad also is ozl bosser dene. Because Shmuel himself passed the letter below the Ben Azariah. But the Gemara means to say that Al Kaponim Rav is also Basar Umdin that he gave it a din of a matna shchiv mera. V'oid yesh loime, the poich mod Rav islay umdene afilu lohitzi momen. That means that Rav goes Basar Umdin afilu lohitzi momen. That means that by Halvosi Laploini, we're mighty moment from the loiva, and we give it to the Mekabel Matone. So, Avogav, the Shmuel, less like he had gotten us. But I'm missing the Gemara means to say that Shmuel, even though Shmuel holds umdene, it could be this halacha gufa, lo yadana ma'idim, but it's also because he doesn't know how to be done umdene, but he does go basar umdene. But Shmuel is not Moitzi Momen. Fakat Shmuel only goes Basumdene Laharzik Momen. And so the moment to say, Rav is also Basumdene Afil Loitzi Momen. Aval Gav. Gabishude Shemine Lurepre. So Taishu says, according to the second Teretz, I'm saying that Shmuel only goes Basumdene Laharzik and not Loitzi. Aye, we find by Yetzir Shtei Shtoris Hayetzim B'Yayim Echad that they don't know which Shtar was written first. So Shmuel says he says Shudah D'Dayne, and Rashi learns Pshat Shudah D'Dayne means that the Dayonim are Mishaya, which one he liked better, and to that one the Shtar was given first. So we see that Al Saloche of Umdene, Shudah works with Umdene, I can be Maitzi Momen. So how could you say in the second teretz that Tafke Rav holds him the Lohitzi and Shmuel does not do the Lohitzi? Gabi Shudah Shemine Lo Ipche, the Shmuel is Lai Shudah, La Rav Chalukah V'Lai Shudah. But Sine Lamei Mekamayish Meforish Rabbeinu Tam, the Shudah Lavum Dini Kamayish Birsh HaKuntres Ala Yitna Beslam Yishiyot. So not the way Rashi says, Shudah D'Dayne is that the Dayonim have to be Mishaya, which person did he, was he closer to? Do I assume he meant to give the Matana first? No, Shudah means, Aliyitnu Bezn Lamisha Yilt. So, Samamela, as I bechlau don't have any rayas that Shmuel holds under the Lohitzi. Let us go further, Daphnun Vova Medalo. Elo. So the Gemara says, now we tried to figure out who Paskin like Rabbeloso Ben Azariah that holds of Umdene. So the Gemara we just found out now, and one Paskin like Rabbeloso Ben Azariah, one didn't Paskin like Rabbeloso Ben Azariah. So who is the one that Paskin like Rabbeloso Ben Azariah, since both of them hold Umdene? So who is the one that didn't Paskin like Rabbeloso Ben Azariah? So the Gemara answers, Ela Talvayu Ozli Basar Umdene. Both of them hold you go Basar Umdene. Mando Ma Haloche. So the one that said Haloche Kabbaloz Ben Azariah Shapir. So good, you go Basar Umdene. Mando Yoma Ein Haloche. The Mando Yoma that says Ein Haloche Kabbaloz Ben Azariah is Ochinami umden daitahu mishumikruvi daitahu voikrubulei daita. That means he also goes basa umdene. The umdene is that he only gave the money because of Krevis Das. That's why he gave the Taisvis. And this Krevis Das Bashar Seiris. So Mele. So Take Rabbi Losa Ben Azai goes. So that's he doesn't pass like Rabbi Losa Ben Azai. He passes like the Chachomim. Even though I go Basar Umdene, but who says the Umdene is Davke the Nesuin? The Knise. The Kabidum Dine is als Krevis Das is Makna the Taisvis and is a Krevis Das by the Eris. Zogt Rashi El Tavayu Rabbe Rabnosen. Zogt the Gemara weiter. Yosef Rabchanine Karo. That's the Bach's Girse. Kamei de Rabiana. And Rabchanine Karo, the Yifei Naim explains, means he, by profession, he was a Balkoire. Or others say he was a big Baki in Psukim. He was a big Balkriye. Kame de Rabiana, Vekoma Halochik Rabbeloza ben Azaya. We paskin like Rabbeloza ben Azaya. Omale, so Rabiana held his 100% born, is Poik. Go out of the base medrash. Kori karachol ebro. That means you are very good bal koire, but when it comes to halacha, don't mingle in halacha. In halacha, you are very schwach in halacha. You come to Paschal at Rabbeloza ben Azariah, I wish to disagree with you, so you go out and you learn your psukim. You'll be mekayim your mitzvah of limudat Torah with mikra, but don't go into halacha. Ein halacha Rabbeloza ben Azariah. Omar Rav Yitzrok Baravdimi Mishum Rabbeinu. So Rashi says Mishum Rabbeinu is Rav. Halochi Krabalosa Ben Azariah. We do Paskin. Omar Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel. Halochi Krabalosa Ben Azariah. V'Rav Nachman Didei Omar. Ein Halochi Krabalosa Ben Azariah. When the doy mishmei the Rav Nachman Omri halacha krabeloza ben Azai. He says, so there's a machloikis. The nerdoi and the psastoma de gemore, what Rav Nachman personally held. Va'af al gav the lot Rav Nachman, even though Rav Nachman had cursed, va'oma kodaina de doin kirabaloza ben azaya hochi vahochi tebe. We would not like to print what the klolo was, but hochi vahochi tebe. So the Rishash is mevayo, this is another Rav Nachman. It was a Rav Nachman by Rabbe, and this is a Rav Nachman by Yaakov. That's how the Rishash is mevayo. That means in, the Rishash says as follows. Nearly the Rav Nachman Hasheni Shuskirkanu Rav Nachman Bar Abbe Shnikre Gamkein Rav Nachman Stam Bekedushin. And the Rav Nachman we had before, the Nadoi Amim Mishmei the Rav Nachman, that's Rav Nachman Bar Yake. So the Gemara says, so we have here a lot of people that passing like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So even though Rav Nachman Bar Abbe was Lot, someone who passing like Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, afilochi alochi Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Alochi lemaise ki Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. So Rashi says, "Valocha lamaisa shas kaposik shekach nimnu vegomru bnei hayeshiva that the lochza kabaloza ben Azariah." Let us see Taisvis. Omar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi mishum Rabbeinu. Es perish bekunteres. Who is Rabbeinu? Rav. Vekoshe deimkein tikshe mahoche. So this time the Rav Udoma Krabeloza ben Azariah. We had before Rav and Rav Nosson. One person said that Allah Yab Los Mazai, one said not Allah, and we're trying to figure who owns what, so we have enough in the memory. Rabbi Yitzchak Bavdimi said b'shem Rav that Allah is Kerab Los Ben Azai. So why did the Gemara bring this memory? Lekach Nira says, so therefore Toisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. The Rabbeinu Hainu Rebbe. Rabbeinu is Rebbe. The Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Dohocha, who Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi HaKadmin, this was a Kadmin, Shohoya Talmida Yishal Rebbe, there was a Rabbi Yitzchak, there was a Talmud of Rebbe, Kimrine Bepeire Kire, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Pam Achas Nichnasti Acha Rebbe Lebeis HaMelchitz, Vuhu Hoya Rabbo Yishal Rav, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, he was the Rebbe of Rav. Ta'asne le Rav Kral per kolaboser, amides per per kamecha sasfine. Zot de Gemara weiter. Boi Rovin, now we paskin like Rabbi Loza ben Azaya. Now, Rabbi Loza ben Azaya said that even though nothing was written by the Taisvis, Afal Piken, Rabbi Loza ben Azaya said, that Shleikosav lo elam amas lekainso, that his kavona was, the kavona writing the Taisvis was, if there'll be knisa lechupe, but if there won't be any knisa lechupe, he wasn't mechayv himself at Taisvis, there won't be a knisa lechupa, so therefore, almon min ha'erusin does not get a taisvus. That was Rabbi Loza ben Azaya yishtik teira. Boi rovin nichnesa lechupa v'loi nivalo. According to Rabbi Loza ben Azaya, what will the din be? It was nichnesa lechupa v'loi nivalo. Mal. So what motivates him to give her a taisvis? Chibas chupe koine, is it the chibas chupe? So it was nichnes ala chupe, it was lay nivala. Oi chibas bia koine. So that means, so Kozman, she wasn't nival, wasn't mechayv himself a taisvis. Toshma. So the Gemara says, I'll bring your eye. The Tony Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef brought down a baraisa, Shloikosav lo elo al chibas lailo horishin. The Taisvis was written for the chiba of the first night. I amrit bishloime chibas chupe koine, that he means chibas chupe. Haine doma lailo horishin. So the first night that that's the chuppah, and he wrote a chibas laila rishay. So it's very good if it's chuppah. Eliyamret chibas bia koine bia belaila rishen isa mikan ba'ilach lesser. But if he wasn't ba'ilah the first night, so why do you mention laila rishen for the first say? For the chibe, how does rishin come in? The chupesh zicha starts with the first night. That's the chupe. So memele. So it's very good why he says laila rishin. But if he's speaking about bia, so either he makes the bia the first, that makes it the second. So whatever it is, when he makes the bia, so why you madgish rishin? The elamai chupe. Okay, so what are you saying? So it means chuppah. Chuppah balaylo ise biyamom elese. So why do you say balaylo rishayn? Why do you say balaylo rishayn? If it's speaking about chuppah, so why do you say balaylo? You can't make a chuppah by day? Well, why do you say if it means chibas chuppah, so why do you mention laila? Rishen ahir, that's a kash. If it's bia, it doesn't have to laila rishen. So rishen is fair. Fine. So it means chibas chuppah. So why do you say laila? So chuppah has to laila. Be a moment less. So
So the Gemara is Aleshu Akasha. Bula Taimech, fine. So I'm wrong. What it means, be it. Be a Balaila Isa, be a Mama Lesa. So, but the Lashon Laila is good. Ha'ma Rabbi, Moi Babayisof, or Mutta, that the Afalaba Bayim is also Mutta Babayisof. So he says, oh, loikasha, if it means chibas bia, so the laila is, the laila I understand. The way it is normal, normal, good is a heter, it's a heter, it's muta, but the derech eretz is the normal procedure is that the bia is by laila. So that's why it says laila rishayim. The bia belaila, kamashal, the bia belaila. El chupi kashe, but let's go back to my kashe, but if it's chupi, so why does he mention laila? So the Gemara says, chupi nami loy kashe, kiven distam chupi lebiya kaime, since the chupi is lebiya kaime, is eirech are kamashmalon, the belaila. So I'd like to, before we go further, I'd like to mention a few things. The Yaivitz says over here, the Yaivitz says that, what does our God, he's telling us, Eirech Ara, that means you can make a chuppah by day, but since normally, Stam chuppah is labia kaime, so the chuppah is usually made by night. So he says, Mash medava of the chuppah balaila. They used to make the chuppah by night. That's Eirechare. But that's mash menamiochi lekamon, save chuppah itchilas beer. The seif of the chuppah is tchilas bia. Now, I'd like to be ma'orer ha'ora. I just found the Maram Shif asks this kasha. The Maram Shif seems not to learn the way the Yaivitz learn, but I'd like to say, to elaborate a little and to say the way to explain maybe what the Yaivitz is saying. In the beginning of Masechtas Ksubis, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, so there's a Taisvus here. The Mishnah says, Besula Niseis L'Yoyim HaRevi. That's Besula Niseis L'Yoyim HaRevi. By day. V'loi B'Leil Chamishi. Not Leil Chamishi. No. So the Nisuin is by day. So the Gemara, so Tais says, why? The leke ksuba de leilomi ba tigra. So that means when you make nisuin, it doesn't go as a, on time. There's a ksuba with a tigra. So I'm yasin nisuin belel hei, ikele meche she yitre ben nisuin ne ksuba vela yivel. That means if you'll start everything at night, so we want that it should be boil leil hei. That if there's a tiny psulim, you should go to Bezn Yom Hei. But if you're going to start off, you're going to make a night Nisuyin, so Memele, he won't have time to be boiled, Bezvos and Bezven. He won't have time to be boiled, so the whole purpose we said, psulim he says, L'Yom Avi is Sheti Boil Leil Chamishi, and like this, it won't come about. Al kaponim, we see from this that the nisuin is bayayim. And here our Gemara seems to be saying that the chuppah is balayla. That's how the Yaivit says. I'd like to read, there's a, the Shar HaMelech in Chuppas Chasanim, Seif Sif Ches, brings down the Echot Kodesh, who he says was in the times of the Rashbe, Rishon, and he's mevayer what is chuppah? He didn't know what chuppah is. What is chuppah? And he writes over there his personal opinion. And I'd like to read part of it. He says as follows, so of Moise Tchila Bitoi Lechasonai. The father first gives over the bas to the chosen, liyis loy leisha, himachuzis merayeyo. There's a psazay, there's some friends there, and the ov gives over. Vizer hanikro nisuin. Oh, that's called nisuin. Va'acher she'emedes yoyim o'yemayim. So she's there already with her husband, who's nimsa loshus habal. Lohochin tzolche suda malbushim, homi hoyo miyachid bayis achas lishmoyach shom im sheishvina vayhavo. That means after a day or two, they fixed up a house, that in that house they're going to be lishmoyach shom im sheishvina vayhavo, velasais suda kedei livel balaylo. That means, so this is called the chuppah. That mokim shel simcha. That he was misameich. That means this was the mokim. That was sameich im sheshvina v'oyavov, and he made the suda there, and they leave a balayla on that mokim. They made the bee eventually after when everyone left. That's called the chuppah. And he says as follows, Im bo leo acha nesuyin beloi chuppah. He didn't make this whole ace. The nesuyin, Fakelt, he says, was a decorated room with curtains, and it was a beautiful place. It was a mokim simcha. Im bo leo acha nesuyin beloi chuppah, kiznus chashive. That's called znus. V'osa lova yaleho b'loi chupe, kidamrinin v'hite lonu es hanesuais lonu ayidei chupe v'chikidushin, amoyre de kediyek. That means that they were matter to us the nesuais. She's a nesu already, ayidei chupe v'chikidushin. Mechlau de b'loi chupe asura. So there's Nisuyin and there's Chuppah. Perhaps we could be mamtik a little bit that Rashi in Ksubis of Zion, Rashi says, Pshatn de Brocha Achite, Shebor Asosim v'simcha chosim v'kale, so Rashi says, Borak dibuk ish beisha ayidei simcha vechedva. So Rashi says there's a dibuk ish beisha, and that's what Rashi means. The pasuk says, "Ken yazav ishes ovi veimoi vedovak beishtoi vahoyu lebosar echot." That they become, there's a musig of ishtoi kegufoi. There's eps. Aydei simcha v'chedva. That through simcha v'chedva, they become one. They become one. That's asher boro sosein v'simcha choson v'kala. So the choson v'kala become nizdabik aydei simcha v'chedva. And that could be what he means to say, that before That if he's boil her before the chuppah, that's a bias nus, he says. That means before, so it's not, that's not oyul abosarecho, that's pshat, that's his retzainis, he's a milay of his retzainis, but that's not called ishus. Ishus is vahoyul abosarecho. And that comes about only through the simchas achuppah. You have to have a mokim l'sameyach, and that is the chuppah. The Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, ein simcha elo b'chuppah. And Taisvus in Sukkah Daf Chof Hei Amud Beis is mutchitzach. What is the chuppah? So Taisus, you can't say the chup is where you make the sheva brachas, the birchas nesuin, because Taisus says a lot of times it's made in the street. There's no place in the house to make the sheva brachas. It's a big oilam. So that's the chupa, ein simcha ela b'chupa. So Taisus says, chupa is mokim ike yeshivas chasim v'kala. Ike mokim ade keveya. That is the chupa. There's an interesting Rashi in Sukkah says that a chosin is potter min Sukkah mishum tzar chosin. So Rashi says, what's the tzar chosin? But since it's a Sukkah is a mokim porutz, it doesn't have four mechitzes, is boish lesachek bo. So he's potter. He says potter min Sukkah. Weist ois, this mokim was a mokim that brought about kiruv das between the chosin and kala. And that was the sosim v'simcha, the chosin v'kala. That's the mokim chupe. And on this chupe, and that's what Rav Yehuda was talking about. That's what Rav Loza ben Azaya was talking about. Rav Loza ben Azaya said that when he wrote the Taisvis, this Taisvis, this was only written for the kiruv das of chupe, achi yikones l'chupe. That's what we means. Bekelte, the chupe ends up. There's a lotion. The chupe, the gemara chupe is the beile. That's the neile of the chupe. But there is a chupe. There's a chelik of the chupe that is before the Be'ila. That's the Mokim when they're Misameach together. And the Taisvus was written because of the Chibes Chuppah. That was the Shail and the Gemara. And the Gemara fears Ois. The Gemara fears Ois that, okay, there can't be Chibes Be'er because why does it say Laila Rishayna? What's the meaning of the Rishayna? So it has to mean chuppe. And the oirechares, it's balailotake, since the kivin, and that's pshat the Gemara, kivin the stam chuppe lebiya kaimo. It's very good the way this Rishon says, that the Shah Melech brings down. The Gemara of the chuppe, they made bila, that was his machnas. They had a suit and they were misameyach, and then it was Bayla there. That was the mokim ike yeshivas chosin v'kala. So Mamela, because of this, and that motivated him to give her a taisvus. Boy Ravashi, nichneso lechupe upirso nidomal. What's the din if was nichnasa l'chupa and she became a nida? Mal, im timtza lai mechibas chupa koine, but chupa d'chaz yilabiyah, nida chupa d'chaz yilabiyah. Ava chupa d'lai chaz yilabiyah loy. So memele, the Rosh says over here, this has nothing to do with the Rambam, he wants to say that holds that chupa's nida is not koine. He says, hey, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Simchas Chuppe, what he wrote the Taisvus for. So Memele, do we say that the Simchas Chuppe is the Chuppe de Chosil, be a Chuppe de Chosil be aloy? I do Meloishna. Teiku. That means that is not the criteria for.
Let us see Rashi. Mal Rabbeloz ben Azaya Pirsanida Opirish Mimeno Vomeis. It's very unclear what Rashi means. If Rashi means that since the Osa be Yichud, so he went out already from the Chuppe. Zog the Gemara weiter. V'sova Rav Yehuda, he says, we had We have in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Im rotza koisem lepsule shtar shal mesayim, v'kaysebes is kabaltim imcha mone, la mone mone, v'kaysebes is kabaltim imcha chamishim zuz. That, v'sova Rabbi Yehuda, the koisvin shayva. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, she writes a sheva. That's what she writes, that she was mekabel a chelik of the ksuba, and you write a sheva. And he holds the sheva. Vosnan, we learned Misha Pora Mitzas Chayvay. Rabbi Yehuda Oima Yachlips. Rabbi Yehuda says, we write a new shtar chayv. That's Rabbi Yehuda says. You don't keep the old shtar chayv and you tell the loiv, I'll give you a receipt for what you paid me and you watch it. No, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yachlev. Rabbi Yehuda Oima Yichtev Loi Sheva. Rabbi Yehuda says you write a sheva. But Rabbi Yehuda says you don't write a sheva. You write a new shtar. And here it seems, we're talking about the shtar ksuba, that she writes a sheva that you paid me 50 zuz. She gives it to him. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyeh k'shev rosa mitoicha. It is speaking about that she writes the sheva in the ksuba. So memele, so there's no problem. So that means the husband has nothing but to worry about. She wrote the sheva in the ksuba, so when she'll be gaiva the ksuba, it says there in the ksuba the sheva. To make an akimta that's speaking about that the shaiva is inside. Over there, the Mishnah Mishapor Mitzvah Shaivai, he paid him up. Paid up Mitzvah Shaivai. Dilma Mirchas Tavarto, so there Rabbi Yehuda was afraid maybe the shaiva will get lost. And the malve will be moitzi the shtar. V'hod the gov is him nachine, and the malve will be moive. The loive nebuch lost the shtar, the shaiva, and the malve comes with the shtar chayv, and he'll be gov again the whole chayv. V'hoche v'hadi yoivlo, he gave her something. When she wrote that he gave me 50, he didn't give her a penny. Here it's a mechilai deksivis ha-shaiva. He didn't pay her anything. Mil sabal mi domrolei. She's saying that he paid up 50. So he only has to pay her now 150. So memele, so he notre. So there's no calamity over here if he'll lose the shaiva. If he watched the shaiva and he didn't lose it, so fine, so he only has to pay 150. Eloi not, right? If he didn't watch the shaven, lost Iodav Sidanavsh. So Iodav Sidanavsh, it's his own fault. So therefore, we won't, there's no Indian not to write a shaven. Zmar says, Bishloim Abai Leyoma Kabir Mie. Abai did not want to say Rabbi Yirmiyeh is Teretz, Loiktoni Shevroso Mitoicho. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that he write the Sheva. V'kaysebes is Kabaltim Imchamon. It says she writes a Sheva. It doesn't say that the Mishnah doesn't specify that it has to be written in the Ksubit. So Mamela, that's what you want to say, like Rabbi Yirmiyeh. Rabbi Yirmiyeh, my time, Eliyoma Kabaye. I mean, Abaye is 100% correct. He won't lose anything. He never paid her a penny. So Moran says, Gzeire Sheva Dahocha to Sheva Dalman. That we were Gezer. If we will say, Hastis, that what? That here you don't have to write a Sheva. So they'll never write a shaiva. So al kocha koin trabude. So you have to make sure that there shouldn't be machlef ksub and shtoris. So that's why Rabbi Yirmiyeh said it. Speaking about shevros and b'seicha. Let us see Rashi.
So Rashi says, Yachlif yichtev shtar acher, kidei choyv anisha. You write a new shtar for the amount of the new choy, v'yikra harishin, you tear up the old shtar, v'lo yichtev shoyva, lo rekoyach haloyva. You don't write a shoyva to be merid, rekoyach haloyva, shitzach lishma shoyva, minach bormi. Now he has to watch the shoyva. No, let him write a shayva. V'lo yachlif. You shouldn't write a new shtar. L'horach koyach hamalva. Limchol shibudim is man rishen. So it seems that the way Rashi is explaining Rabbi Yosi, if you write a new shtar, so the zman of the new shtar is bizman aksive. So he'll lose. He won't be able to be goyve from the mishibudim from the first man. Shevrosa besoicha, besoicha ksubatzma yichte veshoive. Vihi omra befoneinu skabalti chetch. The time, my rabbi Yudin kais mishoive, mishim leitzach loive leshama minach borim. Because the loive won't have to watch minach borim. The mirkev hodarai vegovishtori kuli. If it'll get rotten or eaten up, some emailim, he'll be going with the mal, he'll be going with the hostel. Hoch, like, lemeches lochi. I feel a time, the bai shevel, I have to be the lachbom, kios, and the lahosa mifra pore, but do my people will be machlev. So my mail, hoch, about the yoivel, a bit me. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisva says, Pirish Lofia Maskona, that is not the Maskona Sagmore. They get poshut. Come a horse in the time of the Rabbi Yosi, Teisha Yochiv Lapoire. Rabbi Yosi has a different reason. Forget, it's very good for the Malva to have a star. That says that he owes them, let's say that there was a chayv of 300,000, he paid him up $50. So, and he writes a shayva. So the loiva is very nervous that he has to watch the shayva. The malva has a shtar of 300,000. What's going to happen if he loses the shayva? He'll have to pay 300,000 again. That's a very good inyan. This will give the loiva an incentive to pay. That means if he can't sleep nights, he's afraid of what's going to happen with the shayva. So instead of investing in sleeping pills, he should pay up to chayv and be able to sleep already. So that's why Rabbi Yosi holds it's a very good inyan to write a shayva and to put the loiva under pressure. Today, that he should pay up to chayv. Kishe shayv rosa mitoicha. Ve'im toima. So Taisvis asks, what do we accomplish with this? Rabbi Yochanan says, by a Maisa Bezdin, even though there's no shtar, but a Maisa Bezdin, you can't tie in the parati. Is Matay Elis Yesh Bemeshen Nichtav Ashoivel Beseich Aksube? So what did we accomplish? That we wrote the Shoiva and the Ksube. He taught me the Ksube. She'll hide the Ksube. Umavka Eidei Heinume. V'govi Masayim. That means it's a Maisa Bezen. She doesn't need the Ksube to be Goyva the Chayv. She'll just bring Gaidim. She was a Psula. And it's a Maisa Bezen. You can't tie in a Parat. And finished. So what did we accomplish by writing a Shoiva and the Ksube? V'yeshloima. So Tais has two terutzim. Terutz number one, kegain shevia imo nedunya. That means that in this wedding, she brought a nadin also. Vehi ksuve b'ksube. And this is written in the ksube. So if she's going to be an oibachochem, and she's going to mon the ksube, so just pay her the masayim zuz. And it comes to her nadin that she wants. So they'll say, who says you brought in such a nadin? So she'll have to take out the ksuba to show how much nadin she brought in. So when you take out the ksuba, you'll see already there's a shaiva there. Those leitat min ksuba. So this makes an akimta. Dimkei neisim avsedes yaisis, she'll lose more than the monem assigned. The b'mokim she'kaisvin ksube, in the place where you write a ksube, afilu b'mokim she'ain kaisvin, v'yesh eidim she'kosav la'ein yechayla ligvais klum, afilu moide she'lei porala. That means if a ksuba was written, so memele, he is not mechuyev to pay her till she takes out the ksuba, she tobi ksuba. Kiven the sova the enkaisvin shaiva, if Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a loch of enkaisvin shaiva, oil v'yochel lovely they have to the myavsid shaiva, right? So memele, so if the aksuba was written, we know that aksuba was written. So memele, so she can never mon from him to pay up the aksuba till she takes out the aksuba. That means that by paying you now, I'll have to watch this. What's going to be now? If you give me the aksuba, there was aksuba written. If you'll give me the aksuba, so I'll tear up the aksuba. Fine. But if you won't give me the ksuba, so memela, she's going to give me a shaiva. That's the only way. That'll be the only proof I have that I paid you. So I have to watch a shaiva. Yehuda holds ein kaisvin shaiva. If no ksuba was written, so then you have to. Then there's no eitzah. But if a ksuba was written, you have to give me the ksuba. So she'll say, what's the whole problem? There was a ksuba, so I can't be goyve till I give you the ksuba. So she'll say, don't worry, I won't be goyve from you with the ksuba, I'll burn the ksuba. So by burning the ksuba, she'll be able to get rid of the shaiva also. There's no problem. Let her just do that. So they'll see there was a shaiva there. So that's very good. Because if they didn't see the shaiva, so they didn't look. If they're going to say Eidus, that they saw that the ksuba was burnt, and that's why now there's no problem of enkaisman shaiva, so they had to read the ksuba. The minute they read the ksuba, they'll see that there was a shaiva in the ksuba.